Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Yes, that's the sound of rock cracking, and it continues to crack. And once again, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics is going to bring you some things you won't hear anywhere else on any other show right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're going to hear some things today you've never heard before about Bill Clinton, about Barack Obama, and about what's going on with this country. So let me tell you about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on www.webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and we're glad to have you, all our new listeners. Thank you for listening. Now let me tell you about this show. This week we have packed in something that you just gonna have to listen to, because we're going, at the end of the show, we have this week's Rock Splitting Obama Fact. And it's talking about more Democrats who are leaving the reservation as far as what they feel like this administration's doing and the way they're trying to get reelected. So you don't want to miss that. Also, this week's Tombstone of the Week Award, we're going to hear President downgrade himself. Yes, we were downgraded from our AAA rating last year, and I still have to call him President Downgrade now and then. And the words he said about our fine economy, we're going to listen to his words from this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. But you don't want to miss what I'm going to talk to you about, Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton. You may not know this, but his biological father is from North Mississippi. Of course, he never knew his biological father, but there's some stubbornness and a little smart aleckness that I know some folks of the people he came from, because I've lived in North Mississippi all my life. So I'm going to tell you some things about Bill Clinton that you may have never heard before. He may not have heard it himself. So look forward to that. And then after that, I'm going to talk about a cow. Let's pick any cow. Let's say a cow from Chicago. Chicago, yeah, that's how I say it down in North Mississippi. Let's talk about Miss O'Leary's cow. Let's just call it Miss O'Leary's cow. And what does it have to do with the economy and Barack Obama? You're going to find out in about 10, 12 minutes. So you stay on listening to the show. And I got to tell you, I just want to hear that sound of rock cracking one more time, because I'm telling you, folks, the rock is cracking in the Obama reelection campaign. Let the rocks crumble down where they may. Just keep cracking the rock. When you crack the rock of Barack Obama's reelection campaign, I'm telling you, you're putting the Democrats between Barack and a hard place. And that's the title of this week's show. Between Barack and a hard place, the Democrats, that's where they find themselves. And I want to tell you why. Why do they find themselves in such a position between Barack and a hard place? It's because there's so many things happening, and they never thought this Harvard brilliant mastermind who America elected as president could ever be baffled in all the things going around that seem to be that he can't control. And I'll tell you, he needs to listen to, let's see, who should he listen to? Let's let him listen to somebody like the Rolling Stones. Yeah. Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Between a rock and a hard place. You better stop. And I couldn't say it any better, Mick Jagger. The Democrats are stuck between Barack and a hard place, and that's where the Democratic Party finds itself, right here in 2012. And why? Well, let's go back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the show. Let's look at former President Bill Clinton. President Bill Clinton, I don't care if you hate him. I don't care if you love him. I don't care if you think he's the best president we ever had, like my father puts him up there as one of the best we've ever had. And one thing is for sure, there's no other Democrat on the face of this earth that knows politics with an instinctive knowledge of what works and what doesn't work. So what do we need to know about Bill Clinton? Well, I'll tell you something. I told you his biological father comes from North Mississippi. Some of the relatives that President Clinton frankly never knew. I remember one time he's campaigning through there, some people tried to introduce themselves as relatives of his biological father, and I don't know if they ever followed up on it or not. But I will tell you this. There's something that's very important for you to know, that the strain of his genes has some very stubborn, very stubbornistic qualities and a little bit of smart aleckness. I'm not saying that just from his biological father. I'm just saying some people that are blood relatives in North Mississippi and some people who know a little bit more about his background genetically, I'll tell you, there is some stubbornness there and some qualities, we'll say, of a touch of smart aleckness. And I'll tell you one thing, President Bill Clinton is secure in who he is. And when he goes out and says to Barack Obama, follow me, I'll lead. I tell you what, imagine this. Look, you saw the Newsweek magazine cover. Did you see that? If you didn't see it, you go back and I'm sure you can find it somewhere. They had the picture of President Obama with the rainbow over his head saying, America's first gay president. And here we are, we got America's first gay president proclaimed by all the liberals. And here we got former President Bill Clinton. And he's trying to help Barack Obama get reelected. He wants to help him out. So he goes out. It's like, come on, Barack, let's dance. I'll show you how to dance to get reelected to the White House. And I've done it before. Come on, I'll show you how to dance. And he says, and basically Bill Clinton says, I'll take the lead. Come on and dance with me. But our first gay president, what does he do? When Bill Clinton goes out and he says, I'll run cover. All you got to do, I'm going to say that the Bush tax cuts should be extended. And all you got to do is say, that's a good idea. And we got to, and they'll help you get reelected. I'm going to show you. If you're scared to move to the middle, I'll move it for you. You can blame it on me. Come on, Barack. I'll show you how to dance to get back into the White House and be reelected. Barack Obama did not dance with former President Bill Clinton when he was making the waves. When Bill Clinton was saying, I'll take the heat. I'll move ahead. You let all the flack fall on me. But no, Barack Obama chose to take former President Bill Clinton and take him to the woodshed, just like they did with the New Jersey's mayor, Cory Booker, when he got out of line of what Obama's team wanted to be said. They took Cory Booker to the woodshed and made him back up and back down from his statements. And the same thing, but this is different. The former president of the United States was taken to the woodshed by the Barack Obama's reelection team. And I'm telling you something. It goes back to what I'm telling you about, the strain of genes that's in Bill Clinton. We know some of the things that are in Bill Clinton. We all saw him as our president. But he's got a stubbornness, and he's got some pride there. And I tell you what, you take the former president of the United States named Bill Clinton to the woodshed, and somebody's going to have a little price to pay. Do you believe that? Well, I tell you what, let's see what's going on in the next few months. I'll tell you this, Bill Clinton, he'll stay backed up for the Democratic Party. He believes in this party. He believes in our country. As much as I disagree with President Bill Clinton, I never once thought that in his heart was any disdain, was any hatred for America. I can't say that about our current president. I don't know if he really loves America. I don't know if he loves the freedom that brought America about. I think he holds America in some kind of disdained policy. I can't understand President Barack Obama. But I can't understand this. One of the things that Bill Clinton left all of us and told all of us when he was in the White House, that even though we may not agree with him, he wants America to succeed. I can't say that about President Obama. I think he would run our economy in the ground for his ideology. And this is the thing I was talking about. Bill Clinton was taken to the woodshed by President Barack Obama and his reelection team for things he said about extending the Bush tax cuts. They made him back it down. And he was trying to help our president out to get reelected. And his advice was totally discarded. So what do you do? Well, I'm telling you, you watch Bill Clinton. And I tell you what, he's going to go to all the fundraisers. And he's going to go, well, maybe not all of them, but he's going to go to a lot of fundraisers. But you know what? He's finding out the new names who's given to the Democratic Party now. He knows all the ones he gave in the past. But he wants to know the new ones. And he wants to know for a reason. Because I'm telling you, look what happens. If President Barack Obama is defeated in November, who is the Democratic Party going to turn to? There's only one. And you know what? So many of the Obama supporters had a disdain for the Clintons. They did not like the Clintons. They did not like Bill Clinton when he would move to the middle. They did not like that. And when it was between Hillary, when it came between Hillary and Barack Obama, Obama's team sort of smeared Hillary's nose into the defeat. And he made her Secretary of State. But he did not want anything to do with the Clintons being in the White House itself. And so, you know, she was not on the list of vice presidential prospects, I don't believe. But I'm telling you right now, you watch the Clintons. Watch Bill. Now, Hillary's still Secretary of State. And, you know, she's going to sort of keep her hands clean of anything that looks like it's undermining President Obama. But I'm telling you, this North Mississippi gene-based Bill Clinton, there's some genes in him that's going to say, I'll get you back. I will get you back. When everybody's saying, we got you back, Barack. Bill Clinton say, I see you're back. And I will get you back for what you've done to me, taking me to woodshed in front of all these people in front of the nation. I don't know exactly how he's going to say it or what he's going to do, but watch him. Like I said, he'll go to the fundraisers. He's going to help raise money because he needs to know who the new donors are. Why? Because if Barack Obama is defeated in November, Bill Clinton will become the number one Democrat. He'll be in charge. What he says will happen. The Democratic Party will be saying, woe is me. And they'll turn to Bill Clinton, and he will give direction to the Democratic Party, and Hillary will be ready for 2016. I'm telling it to you right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I can read the tea leaves. And so watch the Clintons. Watch what Bill does. And as he campaigns, read between the lines. He's not going to wink and nod, but he's going to tell you things just like he did. Hey, he got the name Slick Willie for a reason. And I'm telling you, he's going to be telling us what to listen for. And then if Romney wins the election, it'll be up to Romney to get the economy turned around. And if it doesn't turn around, you can guess what's going to be coming full steam ahead in 2016. It's not going to be Barack Obama trying to get another turn. He'll have his day. His day will be gone. So that's the thing you need to understand about Bill Clinton and what's going on right here. And I'm telling you, keep watching Bill Clinton. He's got that insight and instinct. And he's surrounded by people who would love to see the Clintons back in power again. Now, I got to tell you, this is Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You've heard this story about Bill Clinton that you're not hearing anywhere else. I've just told you. That's why you need to listen each week. And you hear stories you won't hear anywhere else in just a few minutes. In fact, just a couple minutes, we'll be talking about a cow, maybe a cow from Chicago. And before we get into that, let me tell you about Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. There's also a book by the same name. And those listeners have been on listen to me for the last few months. You know about it. But we're really getting geared up to get it pushed out there in this election year. So order yours today. Go to GetObamaOutNow.com. In this book, you'll find out what is the 70-year itch in American politics. It's something you need to know. You need to get excited when you understand what it means when I say the 70-year itch in American politics. So get the book and find out. That's going to get you excited and get you off the couch and involved in this campaign. It's very, very, very important that you know what that means, the 70-year itch in American politics. Now, let me also let you know you're listening to us, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. I'm going to go right into this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. And it's going to Barack Obama, President Obama, for these words.
As I said, we've created 4.3 million jobs over the last 27 months. Over 800,000 just this year alone. The private sector is doing fine. The private sector is doing fine. The private sector is doing fine. The private sector is doing fine.
Oh, really, Mr. President? Oh, really? The private sector is doing fine? Mr. President, are you out of touch? Are you out of your mind? Do you really know what it means to be president of the United States and see people suffering? Are you too busy playing on the golf courses and going to fundraisers and high-fiving all the rich people in Hollywood to understand the private economy is not doing fine? People are wanting to work, and there's over 23 million American citizens who need a job who still don't have a job since you've been in office. Now, that is not the private economy doing fine. And that's why President Obama, for the words he just said, gets this week's Tombstone of the Week Award, Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award. So you tell your friends and neighbors about the Tombstone of the Week Award and the recipient and why he got it. All right. Now, I told you, we're going to get to a story about a cow. It's talking about our economy. And I said, let's just pick a cow, any cow. Let's pick a cow in Chicago. Maybe Miss O'Leary's cow. Now, don't get your mind focused on the lantern, but think about a cow in the stall, and there's somebody's coming in, all proud, giddy, happy. In 2008, President Obama was elected, and all the world seemed to say, this is the one who's going to lead us. He is the one. And all the Americans who voted for President Obama said, this is the one we've been waiting for. And he came in to get the economy going. And guess what? It's like watching Barack Obama sit down to milk a cow. Miss O'Leary's cow. He comes in and says, okay, I've never run a country, never run a company. Never run a lemonade stand, but I've seen people do it, so surely I can sit down and milk this cow. Milk it for all it's worth. I'm going to get all the American people going to fill their pans full of milk, fill that pail full of milk, and hand it out to everybody because I am so brilliant. This Harvard-trained, Harvard Law School, state legislature, came into the Senate, started running for president of the United States, and what was his resume? He made people feel good. Okay, and here we are. We're watching Miss O'Leary's cow and President Obama trying to get milk. Now, I can just, you can visualize it. President Obama sitting down at that milk stew. He's sitting down at the milk stool and ready to milk that cow. He puts his pan, puts his little pail under there, and he grabs the udders of that cow, and she's thinking, who is this? And then he starts pulling. And, you know, it's not easy to milk a cow, especially if you don't know how. So I can see Barack Obama just pulling on those udders and utter this combulation. He didn't know what to do. I like that word, discombulated, okay? But that's exactly what we have, a president who doesn't know how to run an economy. And it's like he's trying to milk a cow, and he's seen people milk a cow. He's seen movies about it. But he sat down, and he doesn't know how to pull those udders. He's pulling on those udders, and there's no milk coming out. And month after month, he still can't get any milk coming out of those udders. And then, so guess what? He gets everything passed, and he gets a stimulus package put out. And guess what? They just put solar panels over the whole entire barn. And he may not get any milk out of the Miss O'Leary's cow, but by golly, they're in a solar-paneled barn now. And then before you know it, Lisa Jackson goes, "Wow, President, you're so brilliant. We got a poopless cow. It's no poop. You know, you are so brilliant. We have no poop to take care of." And guess what? Of all the people in this Congress and passed the stimulus bill, it's like nobody understood. You got to feed the cow. The cow must have feed and water, and she needs what it takes to get her God-given abilities to make milk. But everybody bought solar panels, but nobody thought about giving this cow what she needs to make her milk to get the economy going. It's just like the whole administration says, "Oh my goodness, well, you know, we can't feed hay, and then all of a sudden she'll poop, and we don't know what to do with that poop." Well, I tell you what, every entrepreneur knows what it takes to get jobs, and there's going to be some things you don't like about a business, but you manage it. You manage the poop. You manage those things that you don't like. Lisa Jackson just says, "Let's get rid of carbon dioxide." Well, you know what? We have to breathe carbon dioxide. But we'll take a simple thing. Why? Why fly drones over Nebraska? We can fly drones over Pakistan. We can look at the border and protect our borders with drones. But don't fly them over to farmland in Nebraska looking to see what farmers are doing, counting the cows and seeing, "My goodness, we got Lisa Jackson spying on cows. We're spending, is it millions of dollars spying on cows in the Midwest?" If you're a farmer anywhere else in the country, are you next? I'm telling you, that's why Miss O'Leary's cow's not giving milk. Now, you look at that lantern and you're thinking, "Oh my goodness, what if that cow gets mad, or what if the president gets mad, what if somebody gets mad and knocks that lantern down, and before you know it, we got a whole barn burning, and then before you know it, a whole city burning, and before you know it, a nation in flames and the world in flames because of an economy that stinks." Well, I'll tell you what, we need a president that knows how to milk Miss O'Leary's cow. We know the president that we got now does not know how to milk Miss O'Leary's cow. So I have to tell you that this cow, for her to make the milk, she needs to be fed. She needs to be comforted. She needs some water. And we need to have somebody in the White House that knows how to get the economy going and knows how to milk a cow, that's done it before, and knows how to take care of the poop, and knows it can be managed. And so therefore, if you know it can be managed, you go ahead and feed the cow that's going to supply what America needs. And that's the story of Mrs. O'Leary's cow in 2012, the cow in Chicago that needs to be milked, and we need somebody that knows how to milk it. President Barack Obama, you've had 3.5 years. I see nothing in your reelection campaign that gives me any confidence that you can even learn how to milk a cow. You're not even feeding the cow so it can make milk. Okay, that's the story you'll hear on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics that you won't hear anywhere else. And I'm glad to give you that story here. And not only that, I'm glad that we have supporters like our good friends over at the Official American Standard Playing Cards. They believe the foundation of this nation is strong, and their mission for America is to have her own playing cards. And they sow the seeds of liberty. You can help teach your family and your friends how to sow the seeds of liberty as you're playing cards. And you can get yours today, and you can learn more by going to my homepage. You can look in the section that says Doc Recommends, or you can go ahead and just click on the ad on my homepage and go right there to the official American Standard playing cards, because you need your set of cards, and that will help make America strong. I want to tell you that we enjoy having listeners all around the country. In fact, around the world. Yes, we do have people in other countries that listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And I enjoy the fact that every time we get to this microphone, there's people across the country listening to us. From Wisconsin, that gave such a great recall victory to Governor Walker. He was not recalled, but great victory. And that leads us into what we've talked about before, but in this week's rock-splitting Obama fact, I need to tell you about some more Democrats who are sort of getting off the plantation, and it's very disturbing for the party in power, the Democrats, and that's why this show is called Between Barack and a Hard Place, because the Democrats are starting to question, can this president win? Used to, it was a shoo-in. He was going to win. Romney was weak, and the Republicans didn't even like Romney, is what they said. We were seeing the Republicans consolidate toward the least objectionable candidate. We've said that here before, and I don't mind saying that, because I love my country. I see a fork in the road, and we can go to the left or to the right, and I'm telling you, we know disaster awaits if we go to the left. Well, I told you what I was thinking about if I was in the mind of Bill Clinton, what I think of it here. But let me tell you, it's not just Bill Clinton. Just last week, Ed Rendell, you know, former governor of Pennsylvania, great Democratic leader. And he was talking to Newsmax magazine and made the comment that Hillary Clinton probably would have made a better president than Barack Obama, because he said he went in and said, oh, yeah, you know, because she got a little more experience. She was there when her husband was president. But basically he was saying Hillary would have done a heck of a lot better. He just couldn't come out and say it that powerfully. But he's not the only one. Who else? James Carville, the great Democratic strategist. And what did James Carville say? Well, he was just saying, There are some very humbling poll numbers. And he was saying the Obama reelection team needs to revamp. And he was trying to, he basically came out publicly because nobody will listen to him privately. He's trying to help the Democratic Party. And I think they, again, this Obama camp holds the Clintons in disdain. They'll take them around and raise money, but they don't like the Clintonites, the people who supported Bill Clinton, because I think they sort of look down on them as Arkansas rednecks. I don't know what they do, but I know one thing. There is some friction there. When you get Ed Rendell and James Carville talking behind Obama's back, you think, okay, now who's got Obama's back? Well, I'm telling you, we're going to see. I want to let you know about in this week's rock-splitting Obama fact. There's more Democrats that are starting to whisper behind his back. I've told you before in the previous weeks about Democrats who have actually left the party, including Arthur Davis, the African-American former Alabama congressman, has left the Democratic Party and joined the GOP. And so there's a lot that I even wrote a little article about that. I do a point counterpoint with a liberal friend of mine in a local paper. And if you want to go to my website at getobamaoutnow.com, there's a section that says links. And on that link section, if you go on there, I'll have a link to the article that came out in the local paper about why are some Democrats quitting the party. So there's a lot that we're talking about, and there's a lot of excitement, and we got a long way to go to November. A lot of things are going to happen up and down. But remember, that the polling numbers are slowly gravitating toward Romney as he gets more and more known. That's good. But more than that, we're starting to see the falling apart of the Obama reelection team. Now, it's not going to crash completely. In fact, it's going to get stronger, and we'll probably, what we're going to see is the media consolidating behind him. And they always have been, but they're going to stay. We've got to really help this team across the finish line, and we're going to see some very partisan stories coming out of CBS, NBC, ABC. I promise you now, they are not going to sit back and watch their dream leader get pummeled in the polls. And I've said it before, we don't know exactly what the real poll numbers are because we've got so many misleading statements. They're doing everything to try to prop up this president. And our economy is in dire straits because of his policies and the far-left liberals of the Democratic Party. And I'm telling you, it's very important. You know, right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, it's up to you to get involved. And together, we'll work as a team. And that's what we're doing. And I'm glad you listened to another week of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Come back next week, and then we got a show. We're going to talk about the Jewish vote, and where's it going? We're going to talk to somebody who knows, somebody that actually lives in Shiloh, Israel. So we'll be talking to David Rubin. We've had him on the show before, but he's got some new updates on some of his friends in New York and gives us a little heads up on what's happening with the Jewish vote and what they're thinking about Obama, President Obama. So be sure to listen next week, and we'll have some more exciting news, more things that you hear right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, and you won't hear them anywhere else. And before I go, let me remind you the most important four words of this 2012 election year. GetObamaOutNow.com. GetObamaOutNow.com. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.